Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with my buddy Pat, and I'm just going to go through the sports stuff for this week. It's week 15 in the NFL, so we're running out of weeks here, sadly.
Yeah, getting down to the end.
So for last week, we were both 13-3 on the picks, which was pretty good. I was kind of bummed out. I had a chance to go 16-0. It just didn't work out. So Pat's still one game ahead of me for our picks, and I gotta catch up in the next week or two.
And last we checked, we're outdoing or at least tying the top guy on ESPN's NFL page. So
yeah, I had that pulled up here a minute ago. I think we're tied for the top. Like you're tied for the top, and I'm tied for the second most, but no one has more than us.
Who am I tied with? Do you know? Is it Merrill Hodge yet? Or is it the AccuScore computer?
Yeah, you're tied with AccuScore.
Which is the computer program.
I'm tied with Pick'em, which is like the fans. And all these other guys are terrible.
That's kind of funny.
Mike, or what's his name? Mark Schlereth. I hate that guy. He's 38-70, yeah. So.
Stink.
Yeah. All right. Well, today's Friday, and so last night we had Indianapolis at Jacksonville. We both picked Indy before the game, but... And they pulled that one out again, another fourth quarter comeback to be expected.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming the norm for them.
Yep. I think it's the eighth one, I think, or seventh one. It's like a record for fourth quarter comebacks in the season.
Is that a concern, like if you're coaching, once they get against maybe a little better opponent than a Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, I guess. But, I mean, they've been so good. Like it's...
Yeah, it's hard. It's weird. It's kind of weird this year. They're not dominating opponents, but they're obviously 14-0. So, yep.
So, all right. And then this week, first one coming up, we got Saturday night game. Strangely, we got Dallas at New Orleans.
Yeah, another NFL Network game. So I will be streaming it.
Streaming.
I'm gonna pick the Saints. I don't see any reason why the Cowboys losing ways in December would change against New Orleans. So.
Yep, I gotta go with New Orleans too, and it's at home there. They said it's like one of the tickets are really expensive. Fans are pretty excited about it, so they like that team down there. So
they do.
All right, and then first game for Sunday afternoon, we got Chicago at Baltimore, which actually got moved to 4:15 game now from being a 1 o'clock game just due to the snow that they're gonna get more than likely, which is interesting. But
yeah. That could be crazy if it's snowing at all during the game if it piles up. But
which is always fun. But, so.
Yeah, fun to watch. I don't know if they like playing on it.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
I think either way, snow or no snow, I'm going to pick Baltimore. They really need to kind of – they got games left against Oakland and Pittsburgh. And, you know, if they win out, I mean, I don't know if that locks them into the playoffs for sure. But
they're like,
it essentially
they're
does.
Ahead. Since I'm a Ravens fan, in case this is your first time listening, they're – unless somehow Miami gets ahead of New England in that division, that's the only scenario where they would not get the wild card if they went out.
Okay.
So, because Jacksonville lost, they lost control, and the Ravens are pretty much in the driver's seat unless Miami catches New England, which hopefully won't happen.
Yeah, well, so, I think Baltimore's looking pretty good right now. So.
Yeah, I got some stats here. What's the name? Matt Forte. Don't start him in your fantasy league. Chicago's last in rushing yards per game allowed in Baltimore. People talk about the Ravens' defense kind of crapping out, but they're third in points allowed. So I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah. I don't know if they're only comparing it to how they used to be, because obviously with all those guys getting older, they're not going to be as good as they used to be, but they're still a great defense. So.
And like points is really the main stat that's important, as far as I know.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of what you are trying to prevent. Well, so,
I don't know, just a thought.
What your fantasy tip was that Matt Forte is not
don't
a start.
Don't start.
Hasn't that been a trend all year?
Yeah, pretty much, but especially this week with the defense and the weather.
Yeah.
You never know what happens. The snow games, I don't prefer it not be a snow game as a Ravens fan because you never know what could happen.
Right.
All right, New England at Buffalo.
I'll take the Patriots. This shouldn't be much of a game, but I'm getting to, you know, the thought process and thinking that I no longer think that the Patriots are going to win games just because they're the Patriots, you know, for whatever reason. And so not totally dismissing Buffalo, but I think they're still quite a ways behind New England.
Yep, I'm going to go with New England too. Buffalo's still kind of struggling, even though they had a couple pretty good games from T.O. lately, who we haven't heard. We still haven't heard from.
Nothing. No, we were kind of both wrong. There was like a blip on the radar that we thought something was going to come up, like, you know, around that week six or something. I can't remember, but he's, I don't know.
Good citizen.
Stand up guy. So.
All right. Next up, Arizona at Detroit.
I'll take the Cardinals. I think they win the award this year for having the, like, most bipolar two-game swing of the year.
Yeah.
They just played phenomenal against the Vikings, just did everything right, and then just crapped the bed against San Fran.
That was
they
unbelievable.
Were just horrible.
Was it seven turnovers, I think?
I think it was seven.
It was awful.
At least they get to play the junior varsity Lions with Dante Culpepper, I think, is starting this week. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona, too. Detroit still kind of down in the dumps there.
Yeah.
And then we got the crap bowl for this week, Cleveland at Kansas City.
Yes, and I actually did put the word crap about three times in my notes here. I'm going to pick Kansas City, but New Orleans, I looked, has more points scored than both these teams combined.
Wow.
I think Kansas City is a little bit less crappy. I know Cleveland just beat Pittsburgh. Or no, was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still...
So everybody beats Pittsburgh now.
Yeah, exactly. So
Kansas City beat Pittsburgh, too, like 3 weeks before that, so...
Yeah, so I'm going to go Kansas City.
I'm going to go Kansas City, too. I think I just picked it because it's at home.
Yeah.
So, all right. Atlanta at New York Jets.
I'm going to go with the Falcons here. Both teams, I think, are still in the playoff hunt. Atlanta's in a little worse shape at 6-7. The Jets are 7-6. But... I don't know, that wild card, one of the spots is going to be locked up by Green Bay pretty soon, so Atlanta really needs to win.
All right, I'm going to go with the Jets. Atlanta is 1-5 on the road and playing at New York. They might be getting some snow too, I'm not exactly sure what that's all going to look like. There could be a lot of snow games this week on the East Coast there, so
yeah.
I like the Jets, even though I'd want them to lose for the Ravens' sake, but...
But you're going with what you think is going to happen. So.
And I got to make up a game on you here at some point. So.
There you go.
All right, and then San Francisco at Philadelphia.
I'm going to take Philly. I mean, they're just getting hot at the right time of the year. Seems like, I don't know, I won't say every year, but they often make these kind of December runs. And I think San Fran is a good team. They're just missing a few pieces. And the way Philly is playing right now, I think they're going to take it.
Yep, same here. How about Mike Vick last week, Blaina, throwing some passes? What do you think? What do you think the outlook is for Mike Vick the next couple of years?
I don't know. I don't know if he's back in Philadelphia next year. I wonder if he's going to want to go someplace where he can start, because they're not going to go away from Donovan McNabb, and I don't know if Vick is going to want 2 years on the bench. This year was understandable to get his back in the swing of it. I see him going someplace where he can start.
But. Yeah, all right. Interesting. I'm going to go Philadelphia, too, there. And then Green Bay at Pittsburgh.
Take the Packers. Just like Philadelphia, they're getting hot right now, too, and five wins in a row. Pittsburgh's kind of a disaster, kind of spiraling out of control. So I think Green Bay will take this one.
Yep, same here. Pittsburgh, I hope Ravens play Pittsburgh next week, so I hope that Pittsburgh kind of mails it in, puts everybody on IR, calls it a year.
Yeah, calls it good.
All right, and then Houston at St. Louis.
I'll go with Houston. I think it's unfortunate for like Houston fans watching this year that they couldn't pull off a few of those close games, because this was probably their best shot at the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, this would have been their first time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Winning
record too. I think they've only been 8-8 before.
Yeah, so I think they're probably not statistically eliminated yet, but really they are. But I think St. Louis is an easy win.
Yeah, St. Louis, I guess Kyle Bowler got hurt too, so their quarterback this week is Keith Null.
Keith Null.
I've never heard of him until
Can't say I know too much about Keith Null. So.
He threw 5 interceptions last week.
Okay.
So basically all they've got in St. Louis is Steven Jackson. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I wonder how bad he wants to get out of there.
He has to.
It's... You kind of feel bad for players like that once in a while who, you know, like I know Barry Sanders had a great career and, you know, his body of work speaks for itself, but if he would have just been able to get on one good team, imagine what he would have done on a good team.
Like, yeah.
He was a one-man show in Detroit his whole career. So.
Yeah, same thing with Steven Jackson. I was looking. He's had, I think, over 1,000 yards each of the last 5 years since he's been around. And yeah. Over 4 yards a carry for his career, and it just doesn't – he doesn't really get that much credit really either. But
no, and I think if you swap him out and put him on a team like the Patriots or something,
yeah.
he's going to be talked as one of the best backs in the league. But mm-hmm. he's not.
Yep, so poor Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Miami at Tennessee.
This one, I'm not sure why. The line is Tennessee by 3.5, but I'm going to go with Miami. Again, just kind of gut instinct here. I guess I just like kind of their style of football, and mm-hmm. they haven't really slowed down much since Ronnie Brown went out. So.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go with Tennessee, though. Chris Johnson's been tearing it up, 800-yard mm-hmm. games in a row. And 7.1 yards per carry at home this year.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, he's I think he had 1,622 yards, so big game here put him in a good spot to shoot for 2,000.
Yeah, and kind of maybe make a big argument for winning MVP this year.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if they keep winning, like if they were to somehow miraculously make the playoffs, you'd have to give it to him, I think.
I think, yeah, if they can make the playoffs, but I kind of I don't think they will, and I don't think he'll get it right now. So,
yep.
Kind of a quarterback's award. But.
Yeah, definitely, especially this year. So,
yeah.
All right, Oakland at Denver.
I'll take the Broncos. Oakland's kind of come out and punched some people in the face, not literally, and surprised some teams, but I don't think Denver's one of them. It's too big of a game for them. They got to keep winning to keep that wild card spot alive.
Yeah. Yeah, if Denver loses one or two, they'll be in big trouble. So you got to think that they'll have some motivation against even Oakland.
Yep.
And I think Oakland will be – they're starting Charlie Fry this week, which is like, them and St. Louis are just quarterbacks, just terrible.
Yeah, when you're a bad team, you can't afford injuries, especially at quarterback, and start dropping down to third string. Yeah, not good.
It's the guys you've never heard of even, like.
Right.
All right. I'm going to go Denver, too. And then this is a pretty good one, Cincinnati at San Diego.
Yeah, real big game. I'm going to go with San Diego. And I know Cincinnati had the tragedy this week with Chris Johnson.
Chris Henry.
Chris Henry, I'm sorry. I said Chris. Yeah, not Chris Johnson. Fantasy owners are freaking out right now.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Henry dying. And sometimes that's motivation for a team, but this kind of short of time for their next game, I think it's a distraction and – you know, obviously, rightfully so, but against a team that's like San Diego, who is as good as they are and hot, I don't think they're going to be able to beat them.
Yeah, Cincinnati obviously have had a good year, but San Diego is like the anti-Cowboys in December. They won 8 in a row now for this year, and then Rivers has never lost in December as a starter, which is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, few too many things stacking up against Cincinnati this week, I think.
Yep. And then Tampa Bay at Seattle.
Yeah, our other toilet bowl game. I'll go Seattle, and I just a crappy game, really. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seattle, too. It's at home. I don't know if I've seen either of these teams play this year. I was thinking, like, it's just not – Tampa Bay is, like, 1-12, Seattle 5-8 or whatever. It's just not – nothing to
– I wonder – yeah, I'm not sure if I have myself. I'm trying to think if – well, no, they played the Vikings, didn't they?
I don't know.
I think they did. Then I would have. I'm looking at their schedule now. That's bad. I can't even remember that. But
yeah, pretty terrible. Bad matchup. So
yeah.
Let's move on. Sunday night, Minnesota at Carolina.
Speaking of the Vikings, I'll take the Vikings. Let's see. Oh, yep, they did play Seattle last year. Sorry for the sidetrack there. But
okay.
I'll take the Vikings. I think. People talk a lot about, you know, the Saints and Colts resting their starters and should or shouldn't they. I think Minnesota, like, needs to rest their – I mean, they have no undefeated to go for. But Peterson's been a little banged up. Obviously, Favre is not young anymore, and he's been playing great. But if they could sit him a little more. So get another win now, and hopefully the teams right below you lose. So.
Do they have any chance of getting the top seed? Or are they
– No, I – Well,
New Orleans would have to lose all three, right?
Yeah, and so. I think the Vikings have the tiebreaker over them because, well, somehow it works out because they haven't played each other. Somehow it works out where it's if you've lost to NFC teams and the Vikings have one loss against an AFC team and one against the NFC team. And if the Saints lost all three, I believe they have three NFC teams to play. So, but that's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, so. All right, then we got Monday night, New York Giants at Washington Redskins.
I'm actually going to go out and I'm going to take Washington in this game.
Yikes, whoa.
Yeah, well, I just looking at their kind of recent games, that they've lost to New Orleans, but only by three, and lost to Philly by three, two teams that are, you know, division-winning teams most likely and pretty good teams. And then they beat, a couple weeks before that, they beat Denver by 10 points. And in my opinion, all three of those teams are better than the Giants. And I just think there's something wrong with the Giants. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I don't have a lot of faith in them. So I'm going to go out there and gain another one on you this week.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to go with the Giants, a little safer pick. There could be the weather issue in that game too, Monday night. So, again, you never know what happens with it. When it gets wet and cold, I mean, crazy stuff happens, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure who I trust more in that game, you know, Eli or Campbell, but Eli's kind of a wuss in my opinion, so I don't see him handling.
I guess
I'll just say it. So,
all right, well, for fantasy stuff this week, let's just go through last week real quick. Number one quarterback was Eli Manning, I'm sorry. That was a And then number one running back, Chris Johnson again, 35 points. And then number one wide receiver, Brandon Marshall, set the record for receptions. A ton of yards, a couple touchdowns. So.
T.O.'s record, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
so.
From back in the San Fran days. And then Dallas Clark was the number one tight end. And you actually had picked Chris Johnson for a running back. So I picked one up.
Who did you have last week?
I picked Ray Rice, and I was so close.
Yeah.
And then Andre Johnson, I was 1 point off.
Yeah, so you were close. I remember watching that. So.
Yeah, and then I had Kurt Warner at quarterback, which is a disaster.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
He had like one. It would have been better to pick Michael Vick.
Yes, it would have. All right, or Dante Culpepper, for that matter.
Really anybody. All right, who you got for quarterback this week?
I think I'm going to take Matt Schaub. I just think he'll light up the Rams, I guess, to put it simply. So.
Yep, I had the same one, actually. I'm surprised that we had that, but... Yeah, the Rams are not good, and they can have a big game offensively against them. Running back?
I'll take Adrian Peterson. I know he's a little bit banged up, but he did look better last week. I think he cracked 100 yards or close and had two touchdowns, and I think they're going to keep on going to him, with the idea of holding back Favre as much as they can until they really need him in the playoffs. So.
All right, I'm going to go with my boy Ray Rice again. I had a big game last week. If it wasn't for McGahee stealing a couple touchdowns, he would have been number one, which is always troublesome, but hopefully McGahee will die. No, I'm just kidding, McGahee. I love you.
Not literally. But
no. All right, and then wide receiver?
For the same reason I picked Matt Schaub, I'll pick Andre Johnson. Matt Schaub goes to Andre Johnson, and defenses know it's coming and can't stop it. So.
Yep, I'm going to pick the same guy. I had him last week. He had a big game. I think he had 31 to Brandon Marshall's 32, so close to being the number one guy. And then tight end?
I'm going to take Antonio Gates again. He's playing well right now, and I think he's going to find – that 1 week he had two touchdowns, and I think he'll find the end zone again this week at least once.
All right, I'm going to go with a sleeper this week, Fred Davis from the Washington Redskins. He had a pretty good game last week and playing the Giants, who are second for – points per game allowed to tight end, or second most. I think 9.8 per game points they allowed to tight end, which is second most. So I like Fred Davis this week against the Giants.
Fred Davis is going to win the game for me and get me that
pick.
Point.
Well, hopefully the Giants still pull it off. All right, well, that about does it for this week. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think I'm good, actually.
All right, well... First of all, I just want to say thanks for everybody who's listening, and hopefully what we're going to do is once the playoffs start, we're going to switch up the format a little bit of this. We're going to go to more of like a This Week in Sports thing where we'll cover stuff. You can hear us talk about Tiger Woods and, Kobe Bryant's finger and whatever. And that way we'll be covering some more broad stuff and still get the NFL stuff in, but once the playoffs start, there's less games and it wouldn't be much to do, so...
Yeah, and I don't think anyone wants to hear us break apart every NBA game for the week.
So. No, no, no.
I don't really want to do that either.
Nope. So then hopefully we'll be bringing in some other people, and should be good. I'm looking forward to it. Again, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.